Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us here on New Life Today. Me and Dr. John Townsend and your phone calls on New Life Live today. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
My husband is one of those people who has no problems, and I'm the one with the problem.
Get him on the line.
You sound like you're coming from a revival meeting.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful in Jesus.
What you're focusing on is that the Bible says that this is a problem. What you're eliminating is the answers that it provides to the problem.
My husband had gotten caught up in gay chat rooms.
He wasn't on the path. You noticed it. You're more concerned about the path than he is. That's a problem.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. And your phone calls, we love getting to take those calls. Hi, John.
Steve.
You doing well today?
I am doing well.
Playing on your new little computer there. That is just such a great-looking computer. You know, you are Mr. Electronics. You've got an electronic Bible on your phone palm thingy. You've got the computer with a built-in camera in it. You've got movies you can play. You were playing a movie for me earlier on your phone. I mean, you've got it all.
I think I'm behind. What I want to get is everything subcutaneously, like in my palm, so I can just like, you know, under my skin, I can punch another
chip under your skin, and then you just dial your fingers.
Steve, I think I'm in the Stone Age. I'm way behind.
I don't think so. I think you've got it together. Hey, listen, if you don't have it together, we want to help you.
You're in the right place.
Some of you are going to love these tips. When I say them, you're going to start laughing. Five tips for loving your unlovable teenager. You're going to like these.
Unlovable teenager, isn't that a redundancy?
If your teenager is trouble and you don't know what to do, these tips...
Another redundancy.
These tips are going to help you. We all know, and if you're a teen listening, this is something this may help you. We all know that teenagers are all mentally ill. And it's only through the grace of God that they get through the teen years without a parent knocking them off. So,
by the way, Steve, and you and I were teenagers, and we know that it's not easy being... We joke a lot about that, but you and I personally know it's not easy being a teen.
It is not. No. We appreciate what you're going through. Emotional swings and terrorizing
crazy,
the neighborhood.
Crazy parents.
Yeah. But we've got five tips for loving your unlovable teenager, and our resource is the Purpose-Driven Life Daybreak. You put that on your desk there, and every day is a little encouragement on how to live the purpose-driven life. And those that support the ministry, my new book with Fred and Brenda Stoker, Every Heart Restored. This is for the woman who has had her heart broken because her man has been involved in internet pornography or sexual addiction. This is probably the most requested book that we've done. Women always writing saying, where's the book for us and how do we deal with this? Here this guy, he gets his act together and he confesses that he's been involved with all sorts of stuff and I'm at my angriest point as a wife and now you're telling me that I need to meet his physical sexual needs. It is a dilemma, but this is the book that helps you with that healing process. I think you're really going to like it. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And hope that you will. Every Heart Restored. And then we're going to be doing the Every Heart Restored workshops around the country. But that's our gift if you support this ministry. And when you support this ministry, you're supporting a call center that's available. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is answered there. It costs us over $1 million just to put people on the phones in front of computers finding resources. And if you can help us with that, we'll send you the book, Every Heart Restore.
And they're the right people, Steve. We're so happy with the dedication and the skill.
That's right.
I had somebody the other day say, I called the place and I got really good care and help.
And if that doesn't happen, then we want to hear about that because that person, this would be their last week. But there really are dedicated, committed Christians on the other end of that line that want to find a resource for you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Okay, we'll go to a break and then right to the phones when we come back after this.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. And we're going to go to a person who held on through two programs. This is the third. Her name is Lynn. We went to her in one program. And when we got to her, she was taking a call on another line. Lynn, are you really, really there?
I'm really here this time.
Well, we felt a little rejected when you weren't there when we went to you before, but we're glad you're back.
Well, I appreciate it.
Lynn, how long were you on?
It's been 2 hours now.
Don't you hate them?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for holding
on. But it must be worth it. I'm believing God.
I wouldn't assume anything. But
we'll send you a free gift.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we'll drag something up.
If it's a bad call, we'll send her a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be a bad call.
Well, how can we help you after all this time?
Well, I've been married 20 years, and our marriage has been a struggle pretty much the whole time. We met on the mission field, and we've been off and on the mission field for years. And this is our 20th move, coming to Texas.
Wow.
And most of those moves are because my husband was dissatisfied with wherever we were at, whether it was secular or ministerial work.
Was there a pattern to the dissatisfaction?
Yes.
What was that?
Inevitably, whatever kind of work he was doing, he's excellent at it, but it would always shut down. Something would happen. Either the company would shut down, or at church he wasn't feeling he was being utilized the way he felt he should, and different things. And relationships that we've had, we have a lot of relationships with folks. And the thing I keep getting back is they'll tell me he doesn't want to hear it. You know, that we can talk to him, but he doesn't want to hear it. And so that's left me in a very...
Wait a minute. He doesn't want to hear what?
He doesn't want to hear correction. He doesn't want to hear... He doesn't want his life spoken into.
So, in other words, the reasons y'all have moved with all these career moves haven't been because of external forces. There's some attitude he's not taking responsibility
for. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And does he know you see that?
It's a mix. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and he thinks that he's living his life the way it ought to be lived and won't listen to other people, or what?
No, he knows, and actually this is one of the first years because I've told him I want a divorce.
Mm.
And so folks, them realizing the seriousness of it now, have written and called, and he's just choosing to ignore marital counsel, financial counsel. We had our last overseas time. We were there 3 years in the Middle East, and I didn't know until I found out my mother was dying in America that we had been living off a credit card, off $20,000 in debt.
Mm.
And so financial issues have been huge. He hasn't worked here for 3 months, very capable. But he won't give me reasons why he hasn't looked for a second job or won't work, so I've gone to work part-time. We have 4 children, 3 teenagers at home. And the kids have been incredible. They're spiritually, the Lord has just really graced our situation overall anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been at a loss, and my believing friends, nobody wants to say, yeah, it's about time you get divorced. Nobody's going to say that word to me, and I understand that. They're also saying, we don't know.
Well, are you saying that?
Yes.
You're saying it's time to get divorced based on what?
Based on having no intimate connection for years. I mean, sex life, the last 4 or 5 years, we've come together maybe five. A dozen times. I'll give it on the high end.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting at all. These are serious matters. But how stringent and strong and persevering and active have you been in forcing him to look at this, get help, do something? How would you rate that?
Well, I mean, I guess we'd have to set the standard for what getting the help means. We have gone to counselors, and he'll go for 2 sessions. Whether it's a marriage class or private counseling, and then quit.
Mm-hmm. Based on what?
Why does he quit?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be accountable, and he knows he's going to have to say...
He says that. He says, I don't want to be accountable?
No.
I know what you're thinking, but right. What does he say?
He just says, I don't want to do it. So he doesn't give me reasons, and when we try to communicate, he won't help me to understand why he's thinking and acting the way he is.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're doing the things you can do, but it sounds to me like this is kind of a moving from where you've been into I want a divorce is a big leap to me. And what is his response to I want a divorce?
I think he's very hurt, but he doesn't want to live with me either. He said.
But what if you said, I want a divorce, or if things don't get better? I mean, I did.
I said that last year. But I guess I wasn't serious. And so when the time frame came up, I hadn't done anything different.
Okay.
Lynn?
In the meantime, debt's just huge.
All right. Lynn, I hear so many people who are divorced say these words. I would have done some things differently.
Sure.
And, you know, no matter what you do, you can't manipulate him. You can't
right.
force him to change.
Right.
But I want to encourage you to do something. Do some things differently while you're still married. A lot of times in a marriage like this, when it has gone so sour, you stop trying to fix it. You subconsciously... You kind of sabotage the relationship further to give yourself, you know, almost more of a feeling of rightness about leaving the marriage.
Right.
And then you look back and you go, wait a second, you know, I could have done some things in a different way. And that's what I would encourage you to do. I would encourage you to embark on, the next year of really fighting for your marriage. Doing what John is saying, taking that stand, being forceful about it. And working on your own contribution to the whole situation.
Right.
I don't think this is your fault at all. But if you can just work on whatever it is that would contribute it to getting this far for this long, I wish you'd do that. Because, you know...
Yeah, are you open to looking at it that way? Or are you just too far?
Yes, I feel like I have. And I've asked him, what else does he want me to do? How else does respect, look to him? I mean, I've gone to counsel. I mean, over and over, I just thought it was, for years, I thought, well, it must be me because nobody's saying anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when leadership would come to me and said, there's nothing we can do. This is his choice. And to me, I felt unloved. I think he must have felt unloved that don't you care enough to speak the truth in love, no matter whether he... no matter what his response is going to be.
Yeah.
Just for the acknowledgement of accountability that, yes, okay, he has heard this from another source besides me.
Well, what I would look at, I wouldn't counsel divorce on this. And I'm like Steve here. I just think there's other things that can be done. And what I would do is I would sit down with somebody and kind of move away from having him change.
Right.
And I would move into setting up a life where you and the kids are as little dependent on him as possible for now, and where especially, and we're going to send you boundaries in marriage.
That's what we've actually been doing for the last year.
Let me go to the other part of this, though.
Okay.
Where he is beginning to systematically lose the benefits of being with you, whether you bring stability or comfort or friendliness or warmth or whatever you bring, he begins to see that there's something to lose if he refuses to work
mm-hmm.
and refuses to parent or whatever he does, that he can't have those benefits, and to begin working on that while you're at the same time being independent, so that his roller coasters and rises and falls don't affect you and the kids. That is where we would go.
Right. I don't know how that's different than what we're doing right now. Mm.
So you would say that he has no benefits of being with you?
Well, I mean, I still cook and...
Well?
You know, and those
he
does things.
He refuses to work?
Actually, he went today, you know, finally to go find another job. He'd actually been in a job, but it was commission only, and he refused to change jobs or get another job, so he hadn't gotten paid for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. I would sit down with somebody wise and say, I think that I'm enabling him somehow because he's way too comfortable in this highly irresponsible lifestyle. And help me see how I can not only ask him to step up to the plate, but what am I doing to rescue him from the pain he should be feeling? Because me and the four kids are feeling the pain, and he doesn't seem to be. And that's what I'll begin to change.
Right. Well, and it's a bit different for the kids because overseas, he'd be gone on trips 6, 8, 10 weeks at a time. And, you know, very neglectful regarding the family. But since we've been here, even though he has been responsible financially and all those things, that the kids really don't see as much, yeah. He is here physically. And so for them,
well,
you know, that's a special thing. So.
I really, I feel for your situation. I think we get the picture of what it's like to live with a man like this, 20 moves in 20 years. But when it comes down to it, you know, there really is not grounds for divorce. And I just hope you'll bring some people around you. They'll pray with you. They'll give you good counsel. And like John says, find out through a therapist or counselor, is there something you're doing to enable this situation?
Yeah, there are a lot of grounds for not being vulnerable to his irresponsibility and a lot of grounds for being independent from that and a lot of grounds for saying, is there some way that I'm making it easy for him not to see what he's doing?
Mm. All right. Well, let's pray for Lynn and just hope and pray that there might be some breakthrough there. And so sorry for what you're going through. Let's go to Jill from St. Charles, Illinois, listens to WYLL. Hi, Jill. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so glad I'm on.
Well, we're glad you're on, too. Thanks for calling us.
I have to tell you, I love New Life Live, and you have seen me through the last, I don't know, 13 years, maybe, something like that.
Hmm.
No longer, 14 or 15. Through a marriage gone sour, and now I am remarried.
Really?
And I have two lovely boys. But I do have a problem with my husband.
Uh-oh.
The problem I have, and my question for you, is I have a spouse who takes up, as Dr. Jill would say, all the space in the room. Just, it's all about him, and there's no space for anyone else, and so
I guess you don't want to build a bigger room.
Actually, I just need to finish the basement and move down there. I don't know. I don't know. I try to have a sense of humor about it, but
it's really, always all about him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a physical way, where if he's tired, he'll go to sleep on the couch in the living room, which is our great room.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects the whole first floor, which is the kitchen, the utility room, the laundry room. You can hear all the noise, and so we all get yelled at when we make noise and wake him up.
Huh.
So if we want to have dinner, we have to do it quietly. This is a 6 and 8 year boy. We have to do it quietly and almost in the dark, you know, or go outside or, you know, I mean, downstairs is an unfinished basement.
Kind of like, the home is my castle concept of living there on his part.
All by myself. He still acts like a bachelor.
Yeah. Well, what have you
and
done about
just
it?
One of the many problems, but anyway.
What have you done about it so far?
I have told him about it. We've been together for 11 years, married for 9 and a half. I've told him about it. He just doesn't pick up the responsibility to do anything about it. I'll tell him, okay, like sometimes I'll just turn on the light and we'll just make our noises, and then he always yells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really, let's suppose he yells, but what if you just say, you know, you need to leave now. We're doing stuff.
I do.
Okay, and so he yells, and then you say, okay, sorry, yelling. Okay, are you leaving now? Or does the yelling stop you?
Sometimes the yelling stops me because he'll escalate it to be in control.
Hmm. And are you afraid of him?
I'm not afraid of him. I am afraid that he'll leave. He's done that before.
Hmm.
leave because you told him that the family needs to use that room? Or leave because something happened that he got so mad?
Because I was not fulfilling his sexual needs.
Okay, well then you can't make any decisions yet if you've got that kind of under leveraged position where you don't feel like you're in a covenant with somebody that will stay with you through good and bad.
Right.
That's the problem you've got to deal with. I would forget the room problem.
Okay.
And I would get into I don't feel married to you because you've left over things like that and you don't solve problems with me, and I want to work on that with you. And I want to give you something back for that. But until then, we don't have really good things.
Hold on.
I would make the fundamentals the fundamentals.
If you hold on, we want to talk to you about the withholding sex strategy that you implemented there when we get back to this. You're listening to New Life Live. Dr. John Townsend, author of Who's Pushing Your Button? Stephen Arterburn, my new book, Feeding Your Appetites. We'll take a break.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That number again is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and his wisdom. We're over here talking to Jill, self-obsessed husband. Now, Jill?
Yes.
How did you go to that strategy of we're not going to have sex anymore? What happened there?
I didn't go to that strategy that we weren't having sex.
Well, you said he left because you weren't willing to satisfy him sexually.
Right. That just meant exploring new ways of having sex that I wasn't comfortable with.
Mm.
It meant, you know, being more the initiator on my part. It's not that I didn't withhold sex.
Okay. You just weren't exploring new avenues.
I wasn't exploring new avenues. I wasn't seeking them out. I wasn't, and it's all about me, of course, so he's hurt, and I'm going to punish him. And I addressed him later, and I said, you know, you obviously did not take the vow seriously. If you can say that to me later on, this is what I told him about him saying he could leave me. He said, well, I wasn't really going to leave you. I just had to get you to move on something.
Mm.
So that was his way of, but, you know, of course, no, I don't trust that.
Yeah.
And so I just had to be real I want to say, strong to a point of interrupting the relationship and the intimacy. You know, it's like I have to just believe that I belong in this house no matter what he says. I just, you know, it's just...
Is anybody else speaking to him about his narcissism besides yourself?
Yes.
Who else?
Actually, he's an MD, let me tell you that. I don't know if that puts it in perspective, but...
No, it doesn't. What do you mean?
He's a doctor, and he...
I know what MD means.
Yeah, but. And he's very... He has a very inflated ego, which I think is to cover up a lot of fears and insecurities.
But just to be fair, because you're making an implication...
I'm sorry, I didn't
inference
mean to
there.
Do that.
I know lots of MDs that really aren't that way.
I have lots of friends
okay.
and family.
All right. Go ahead.
It's just that he uses that to fuel himself.
Okay. Who else is speaking these things to him?
His family has spoken them to him in the past, and he just turns them off, turns them out, or ends up in a fight.
Are there any men or in his life that he
has... No. His friends have all left him for one reason or another, or unknown reasons.
Hmm.
He has no one close. He's an introverted type of person. He doesn't seek relationships. We've been in small groups
Does he need anything from you? Want anything from you? Desire anything from you? Get
just
anything
sex.
From you?
Just sex. He wants sex from me. And that's for him all he needs for intimacy, which I understand is not so unusual for female male relationships. But he wants the house clean. He wants three meals, homemade meals, gourmet meals cooked a week. He wants just kind of live around him.
Okay, it sounds like you've done all the kind of wanting and desiring and being clear about what you would like to give and all that. And if he has no sense of that, I think I would say to him, I want to make sure I understand this, that you really don't care how I feel. I want to make sure you're saying that because I'm getting ready to help myself and the family live in a way that doesn't surround you anymore. Because we've been trying to do that, and it's not working. And if you don't care how I and we feel, we're going to just kind of live in with you, but kind of like not about you anymore if you don't care.
He'll get real upset and say, how can you say I don't care about you?
And then you say, well, I can show you several examples, like, when you're all wanting to take over a whole room and there's family here that you.
When you go to sleep on the couch... And everybody has to be quiet, and the lights have to stay down. That says to everybody, you don't care about us, you care about you. That you feel entitled to have that right, when it would just be so nice if you went to the bedroom and we all did what we wanted to do.
And so you finish that, and he has his excuses. Then you say, you asked me for some examples, and I gave them to you, and you don't believe them, but that's fine. My job is not to convince you because I don't have control over that. I just wanted to give you the advantage of having some examples. And so since you're telling me you're not going to change and nothing's your fault, and by your actions you're saying that you don't really put us first, we're going to start waking you up and telling you please move and embarrassing you. And we don't want to do this, but until you can be on the team, we're going to live as though you don't really see us as important. So get ready, and when you ever want to change, we'll welcome you back, Dad, or husband, or whatever you want to call him.
Okay, I have tried that. I just haven't been consistent with it.
Yeah, and that's a real problem because, a person that has that sort of entitlement really kind of – remember in Peanuts when – the adults are talking and the kids in the TV show are talking about the adults, and the adults say blah 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 or wah 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 wah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what he's doing to your words because he knows, like a 3-year-old knows, I don't know him, but I'm just making an inference that, she's gonna settle down and I'm back to normal.
Oh,
but,
right.
But when you change the words thing from empty threats to my life is getting more uncomfortable here, many people begin to repent because life's not working the way it should. And so you'll need support and help and a plan to be consistent. But we've seen a lot of really self-centered spouses get better that way. We'll send you a copy of the Buttons book that has to do with this.
Who's pushing your buttons? He's pushing yours. And what we want to do is push him off that couch, get him back in that bedroom taking that nap. And anybody else interested in who's pushing your buttons, you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, the purpose-driven daybreak. It's 320 inspirational calendar days on there after your 40 days of purpose. That's our resource.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this.
We came here as our last resort. We're going to go through counseling. They're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love, and what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. He is the author of Who's Pushing Your Buttons? It's published by the same folks that publish Feeding Your Appetites that I did, and then Henry's book, which is 9 Things You Must Know to Succeed in Love and Life, I believe is the title of that book.
Simply Must Do.
You simply must do them. And then those that support the ministry, we send you the new book, Every Heart Restored. Fred Stoker, Brenda, and myself, we put this together. And it is for the wife of the man who's struggling in every man's battle. And I know you'll love this book, and it's our gift to you when you come along and support us. Hey, think about becoming a member of Club New Life. You know, we've really had a great time in adding folks to the Club New Life scene every day. People are signing up for Club New Life. It's a simple way to have a huge impact on this ministry. Let's go to Connie, and she's calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Hi, Connie. Welcome to New Life.
Hello.
Hi there.
How you doing? I'm doing fine.
How you doing, Connie?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. We're glad you joined us today.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on in your life?
All right, well, I had a question. We have an adult son. He struggles with drugs. And
how old is he?
He's in his 20s.
Now, Connie, let me understand struggle. Struggle with drugs means he hates it, keeps coming back, but he wants to stop.
No, he's probably enjoying it.
You're struggling with his enjoying drugs.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's probably the situation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
He's 23, lives at home.
Yes, and we, you know, we have rules. We, you know, he can live there if he's working steady and then he can't bring the drugs at home.
But he can do drugs and still live at home, but as long as he doesn't bring them home?
He's not to live at home.
No. You said he can't bring them home. Does that mean he can do drugs outside the home?
Well, we don't want him to bring drugs at home, of course.
Connie, I'm not asking that.
Okay.
What I'm asking is, are you saying if you don't bring drugs home, but you do them outside the home, you can still live with us?
I guess so.
Well, that might be something that we could encourage you to change. How's that?
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It just doesn't require a lot of restraint for him just to stay away from drugs while he's only at home. Okay, let's keep going. So what's the situation?
He has bills, car payments, and all that. And
he takes care of that, right?
Yes, he pays that. And so he gets down to the wire paying the car payment or the insurance. So he gives me the money, so I just pay it through the checking account. But he gives me the money. So I didn't know if that was enabling him to not be more dependent and doing it himself. So.
Okay, so what's your specific question about?
Okay, should I be doing that?
Well, I'd like to see you approach his whole life differently. So it isn't just a matter of do I write the check out for him or not.
No, I don't write the check out.
Or, whatever it is, little detail. But I really believe that you're enabling him to continue to have the drug problem by providing him a cheap, easy place to live. And I think your best move is to ask him to leave. He's not made a stand to do away with the drugs, so you've got to make a stand to not help him. He says, I don't understand this. Well, if I provide a place for you to live, that gives you money to buy drugs. I don't want to be your supplier. I don't want to give you the money for that, so you have to leave here. It's my way of saying to you, you have what it takes to get the help you need to stop doing this, but I can't enable you to do it anymore. I can't make it easy for you, which I've been doing. He's 23.
Yeah.
He's not 13.
Now, what did you think about that, Connie?
It sounds good. This is very hard.
It sounds good, but it's hard?
Yeah.
What's going to be hard about it?
Putting my son out.
Well, are you putting him out or are you telling him he can stay there unless he changes? I mean, he can't stay there unless he changes. See, this is not putting him out in my mind. Because I think Steve would go along with what if you said, if you'll go to a drug program, if you'll stop taking drugs altogether and go to get drug help and go see a counselor.
Yeah.
We'll let you stay until link life is stable, but then you'll have to leave because you are 23. That's not putting somebody out, really.
You have 90 days to do one of two things. Get into a drug program, and you're going regularly, and you're doing without drugs, or find another place to live. Your pick.
And really, God meant him to leave you anyway?
Right.
And so why is it that you need for him to stay?
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I'm asking you, why do you feel this, that you so bad that he might need to...
Well, we tried that. And
what happened?
I guess we let him back in. I guess my husband knew that was hurting me,
Yeah, I'm trying to get at that, Connie, Is it that he suffers and ends up on the street that's hard for you?
Yeah.
Then you know what that means? He's living at the house for you, for your comfort and your feelings versus because it's helpful to him. So really you're putting your feelings above what's best for him. Mm. What if a mother whose son was, had pneumonia, wouldn't let the doctor give the child penicillin because she didn't want him to feel the hurt and the pain of the needle. She just couldn't bear that he would have that shot go into his arm.
Mm.
You can see how that mother would be destructive to that child, right?
Right, that's great.
Well, that's what's happening here.
Yeah, so we would just say, you know, and a lot of people do this who have a kid in their 20s, okay? You're not ready to leave. We don't want you to be on the street. So you've got, I don't know, 90 days. You've got 6 months, sometimes maybe even a year to get straight, get clean, get sober, find out job skills, learn how to budget, get your life together, get your emotional life together. And after that point, you're out. So you spend...
Okay.
But right now, you guys are just kind of surviving. There's no plan.
Right.
So he's got to know, there's a plan, and Mom and Dad really are going to put my stuff, and I've had parents do that. They put it out on the fire hydrant on the corner, the TV and the sleeping bag and everything, because the kid...
Some snacks,
yeah. Some high-protein things, just because the kid didn't believe it. But you tell your kid, we're going to put together a plan with you, and you can cooperate with that plan and be ready to leave, or you can not cooperate with the plan and not be ready to leave, but the day is the day.
Okay.
And then you take charge of that plan. Get a good pastor, a good youth worker, a good counselor, and say, how long do you think it would take for Sammy to be ready for real life? Here's how much time we have, and here's the task that he's got to do in that time. Then present it to him and say, this is what it's going to take.
Okay.
Now, Connie, why do I feel like when we hang up, nothing's going to change? Am I just not feeling anything real?
No.
Why am I feeling this? Sort of like, well, Connie's going to hang up and just be kind of sad and nothing's going to change.
I'm not by myself. I have my husband, not safe, so it's hard. But I hear you and...
Connie?
Yeah.
I don't think we've dented the problem here.
I don't think so.
And I've never talked to anyone less excited about the advice or less motivated to do something. No, you don't have to apologize.
It's diagnostic.
We feel for you.
Yeah, you know what we think, Connie? We think that it's breaking your heart and you love your son and you don't want to see him hurt and yet you see him hurting all over. So this conversation has no value except to be a starting point. And what we want you to do is you need to make another call besides to this radio show. As soon as we get off, we want you to call somebody in your area that knows youth. Because I think you're so discouraged and maybe a little on the passive side that you're not going to follow up. But you need to call somebody who will be your cheering section. You need to be helped and supported in doing the right thing.
Well, I hope something we said is a little bit helpful.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I would just kind of be paralyzed. Sometimes I would just stay home. I would kind of sit in a chair and just kind of write or maybe talk to my wife a little bit, but I just wasn't living a fulfilled life. I'm a recovering addict, and so I'm always looking for a quick fix. What Christian counseling has done for me is made me realize it's the journey that's the important thing.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
You don't want to shortchange yourself. Counselors are so good at helping you to see patterns in your life that you've never seen before.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. And let's go to Troy from Laguna Niguel and listens to KKLA. Hi, Troy. Welcome to New Life.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, we're glad that you're with us here today.
Yeah, my question's relating. We have some time off scheduled, and my wife is the women's administrator at our church, and she just recently found out that a couple of the gals that she was counting on taking registration for this upcoming women's retreat were not going to be there, and because of that, she feels a lot of pressure, like there's not going to be any that it's not going to be handled properly. She really, you know, is dedicated to what she does. Am I, you know, we have this weekend plan to get away. Am I being insensitive to, you know, she wants to stay and take care of the responsibilities there on Sunday, or would it be better if we went ahead and got away, or would she really be getting away knowing that mm-hmm. there might be challenges back at church?
Yeah, you know, my thought on this, John, is this is a chance for it. If possible, for you as a man to, you know, kind of face the music. If you go away with her, she is going to be kind of back there. So if there's some way you can adjust your schedule so that when you really go away, you go away. It's a time for you to kind of lay your life down and say, hey, look, I totally understand. I get it. Let's get the retreat taken care of, and then you and I will have some time to ourselves.
Right. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be somebody that's going to be able to take this registration, you know, that's going to be able to do it. But in her mind, you know, she just really wants to be there. So it's not something where, you know, once we get out and about that she'll feel, oh, good, I'm glad that we're doing this and getting away, compared to you don't think that she would unleash from it.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
might.
Yeah, let's look at her patterns. You know, anytime you got an event like this, you've got to look at a person's patterns. In the past, what's she done?
Well, she has a crew of gals that help her, and she's the administrator. And in this case, a couple of them are bowing out. And so she's faced with finding a replacement or handling it herself.
Now I'm asking, how does she, you know, like in general, how does she handle things when she's got a responsibility? Can she parcel it out, or does she tend to stay, you know,
connected to it until it's finished? Yeah, she really owns it until it's kind of complete. But she can detach to a certain level. But I think am I missing your question?
Well, I'm just trying to find out if this is a one-time thing, and she has a history of. Yeah, she can do this but still be with me. That's great.
Uh-huh.
But if she kind of tends to get, you know, way into it, some people just, that's their style, and there's not a lot of emotional availability in the couple, then you got to do something else.
Right.
What's her style?
Well, she just wants to make sure that everything goes well, and that's her, and her handling it herself sometimes is would give her that security, I guess.
Well, then I think maybe
change plans and kind of go with it. I can do that. I just
Just do what Steve said. Just do it,
yeah.
And then say this isn't our fun time, and you go have a fun time where there's no work involved.
Right. Or me and the boys could go, and we could let her handle it. No.
buddy, you're a braver man than me.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Hope that helps.
Okay, I appreciate your input. Thanks so much.
Okay, Troy.
Okay.
Steve, you know, the idea of a work vacation sometimes does not work. Sometimes you need to just kind of say, there's going to be nothing responsible I'm going to do all week.
Right. I love that.
It's the best.
But it's hard to do.
Because work kind of like gets in the way.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, actually some of the best times I've had is a writing vacation where you write 3 or 4 hours in the morning and then you go play and try to figure out what you're going to write the next 3 or 4 hours the next morning. That kind of works. Hey, we're glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. And Dr. John Townsend, Stephen Arterburn here. And I hope that if there's a resource that you need, you'll order it from us. You know, when you order resources from New Life Live, it supports New Life Live, that whatever the profit margin is on a book, that goes to buy time for us to be on the radio. That is what it's all about. And, you know, many times we are charging money for events that we do so they cover their costs or they contribute back to the ministry. And one day we hope we don't have to do that. We hope that we'll have enough support where we can just do an event and you can just show up and we'll take up an offering and that'll be it. That's really what we're hoping for. And but until then, we've got to charge for things and we've got some great things going. And if you go to the website or if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll tell you all about those. And it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. That's where you can find out. And we've got the 5 tips for loving your unlovable teenager. Those are put together by Jim Burns. Our resource, Purpose-Driven Life Daybreak. After the 40 days of purpose, here's 320 more short little calendar days that will help focus your day. And then those that support us, Every Heart Restored. It's my book with Brenda and Fred Stoker for those who have struggled with someone who has sexual addiction and sexual integrity problems. You can find out about it, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. John, you've got some wisdom there to share with us. Let's hear about that.
Well, a lot of people were kind of feeling powerless and impotent, Steve, with a relationship or somebody that they didn't know quite how to address.
Right.
And I thought about the passage in Proverbs 13 where it says, "He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin." It's funny there. It doesn't say don't speak, because you got to speak up and be direct sometimes.
Yeah.
But it does say guard your lips. Don't say anything unique you feel like thinking, the saying. And also, don't be so shut down that when you do come out with something, you explode. Make sure that your lips are guarding your heart so that what you want to say in grace and truth and love comes across.
Yeah, you know, guarding your lips sometimes means having some guard stationed around your life that you meet with on a regular basis, where you can review some things you said the previous week.
And they'll help you put a zipper on that lip sometimes.
that's right. Yeah, the only guard that works for some people is to zip it. Just zip it up. But, you know, really, one of the best guards of our life are other people, where you can sit down and just say, this is who I am. And this is where I'm struggling. And, you know, maybe you don't have anybody in your life. Maybe you don't trust anybody. Hey, that's what a counselor is for. Because if they do tell anybody what you said, you can sue them. So, you know, they function
that'll
under
bring safety.
Yeah, a confidentiality code. And so if you've never, ever tried counseling, people don't just go to counseling because they're sick. Like me, many people go to build character. They go to work out some conflicts.
Or both.
So, you know, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us find a counselor for you. And, you know, if you're struggling for, you want a resource, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll try to find that resource, too. We really need your support. We appreciate those who support this ministry and hope that you'll come alongside us here and help us have a great October. To make up for some of the down months that we've had. God bless you for supporting this ministry. If you've not thought about it, maybe God's leading you to become a member of Club New Life. It's so easy, and you get all sorts of great stuff, and people that are part of Club New Life, they really seem to enjoy the club and the things that we do and the benefits that you get. And if you're interested in that, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that. But we really hope that you enjoy the program, and if you do, please tell other people about it. If you need some help this week, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really do want to help you. Got counselors standing by. They're there for you. They'll help you find a resource, a counselor. They'll give you some comfort, I think, in a time of need. God bless you. Have a great day. See you.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.